from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Didn't you love me? All right, you hear this song? You know what it means. Our dear friend, Little Nate X, Eric Nathan, Barstool Nate. What up, dude? How are you?
That gets a pop out of me every time. It's a funny nickname. I laugh every time you say it.
That's a landfill original, Little Nate X.
Oh, down at the landfill.
So you have him to thank for that.
No, it's good. It's good. I'm not being sarcastic. I literally crack up every time I hear it.
All right, Nate Dogg, we made it, dude. All
we
the months
it.
And months and months and months, we made it. We're here. It's week one. Let's do this. Let's do your floor and your ceiling. Because if I had to guess, knowing you, your ceiling's pretty damn high. Let's start with the floor. What is your floor for the Commanders this year? If things go poorly, what does it look like?
Let's start here, and let's parade the point that we did make it. We made it through another long, grueling summer of, you know, talking about everything we can leading up to football season. It's finally September 3rd. The games finally matter this week. I could not be more excited. Now, I think I'm going to surprise you, though. I think I'm going to surprise the millions and millions of JP and B-Metallics out there when I say I do not have high expectations. I want to see the team look like an NFL team, if that makes sense, you know, just with execution and not making bad bad coaching mistakes like we've seen in years past. But I don't think that we should be expecting this team that was set back 5 years by Ron Rivera's draft room to, you know, exceed expectations. I think 8 wins is good. I think 7 wins would be good. I think anything above 6, we're heading in the right direction. I think, and this is going to sound cliche and whatever, I don't care. All we really want to see is improvement week over week. We want to see mistakes go down and, you know, good heads-up NFL plays go up. And obviously we're talking mostly about Jaden, who's going to make rookie QB mistakes, because that's what rookie QBs do. But we're going to see real quick, hopefully, that he's composed, that he has a good head on his shoulders, and that he can adapt an NFL game in live-action regular season football. And that's all we really have to see. But if we're talking win totals, I don't expect, you know, ceiling 10 would be crazy, right? Like that'd be insane. So that would be the ceiling, and I think 7-8 is what we should expect.
I think that's what the real fans and the people that understand football are probably thinking. Those that
Thank
are talking
you,
about 10,
Steven,
11.
That was a huge compliment coming from you.
But I'm saying
the people
are 10, 11, 12 games is astronomical for a team that's already established.
Yep.
So when people are thinking that, then I mean, you guys. I tell Jay all the time, you got to learn how to just ignore that and keep moving.
Like,
don't waste time discussing that.
For folks that, to your point, B, the Ravens, their win total's 10.5.
Yes.
Like, the best teams in the NFL. The highest is probably, I think the Chiefs are 11.5.
Yeah.
So, you're completely right that, and dude,
I think we have to get to the point where when you start rebuilding a football team, you have to rebuild the team. You go piece by piece and you try to make it better and better. But every time we hear about a new person coming in, we automatically assume they're a savior. Everybody's not a savior. And we just got to understand that mindset. And if you know about building, you always say take small steps. And if they end up being better, fine. But small steps are the best way to go.
And I think with this roster, I like the team. I like the roster. It's just so thin. The depth is not really there. I mean, obviously having a rookie quarterback changes everything just because, again, it's the hardest position in the world to play. You know, we're light at wide receiver. We're light on the offensive line. Zach Ertz, we don't know what we have there. There's a lot of question marks on the defense as well. So it's going to be we might have some tough games this season, and we might have some games where everything comes together and they put it together perfectly and they look amazing. I'm just excited for really the season to start. I think it's like a fun week one game against the Bucks. You know, who have weapons everywhere, and I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to do this.
Me too, dude. I'm so excited. You finally get to the finish line. So my concerns have been more, listen, man, you can't predict injury, all that stuff. Ertz has looked phenomenal. I mean, B, how good has Zach Ertz looked when we get to watch him in practice?
Oh, it's damn good.
But, you know, he's missed time in a lot of the last few seasons. Like, there's some things offensively. Eckler's looked great, but, you know, he had the ankle issues last year. If things break right offensively, I think there's a real path to being good. Defensively, it looks different to me. I just think they're obviously in a rebuild. There's a lot they have to do to accomplish a rebuild, and I think it's 1, 2, 3 draft cycles. I don't think it's – this ain't the transfer portal. You know what I mean? The flip side of that is, and I just said this to Brian, like, we haven't seen Allen and Payne in the middle of that defense with Bobby Wagner behind them. And I don't know that they go from dead last in the league to top 10, but I do think that makes a difference.
Definitely makes a difference. I mean, when you look at the defensive line, you know, like, Colin Farrell, like, you know, we just have these pieces in there. Then we have, like, Jeremy Chinn at safety. There's these question marks on the defense that we don't know what we have. I'm glad Mathis made the team, by the way. I'll go to war for Mathis. But
why? Why?
You don't like him? I would just like the cut of his jib.
I'm not saying I don't like him, but he hasn't done anything in the pros.
No, I know. There's just something about him. It's like one of those guys where it's like, oh, like, he shows up, he works hard. Like, I don't know. He's like kind of like my Jamin Davis also. It's like just these guys that I like that were put into maybe bad situations that I just like kind of root for. So I'm glad he made the team, and I hope that he proves me right. I didn't know you were such a hater, JP.
I'm not. I think Ridgeway has shown an ability to play in the NFL, and Mathis is a potential guy that hasn't shown it yet. So I'm not hating. I was surprised that you are a Mathis stan. I just didn't know that there was enough of a body of work out there to be ride or die for Fedarian Mathis, but it's good to know.
Yeah, if he has no fans, I'm dead. I'll tell you that.
I think it's funny you bring that up. Now that we are a couple weeks past the Jahan Dotson trade, like I do think some of the moves at the deadline, at the cut day, like, these guys, I think, reminded fans that maybe we're getting a little too eager and optimistic. Yo, we're still in a rebuild.
Yeah.
And it's phase one.
The thing about it, though, the ultimate thing is fans are going to think how fans think. Just so you don't hear a lot of the stuff that fans are saying coming from the team, then you can't blame the team for what the fans say. Fans are going to always be out there. Now, Nate's out there most of the time.
Very measured, Nate.
Most of the time.
Now, if they win week one, Nate Dogg, what's going to happen then?
He's going to lose his damn mind.
Now, look, there is – not to get out of our head of ourselves, right? But the Bengals were the worst team in the NFL. They draft a quarterback. Joe Burrow turned them around immediately, you know, and I think went to the Super Bowl his second year. So it's like, you know, things happen when you draft a Heisman-winning, unbelievable quarterback, which we did. So there is a chance that after week one, we up our expectations, right? Maybe after week two, week three, we'll see how it goes. So I think it's fair as the season goes on to either temper expectations or change expectations based on how they look. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that can happen, obviously, is they come out of the gate super hot and then regress. That's not what we want to happen. I'd rather see the opposite, weirdly, is when they come out looking like garbage and then get better as the season goes on. I would hate for our expectations to, you know, just skyrocket after week one and week two, and then everything falls apart.
But that
would be
that's not the team's fault. If the team comes out and win in week one, they're not the ones that are going to lose their mind. It's going to be you and your crew.
No, I'm talking.
It's going to be Nate Knight and the Pips.
Yeah. For me personally, I would like to be able to temper my expectations and not do exactly what you guys are saying that I'm going to do, is start booking trips to the Super Bowl after a couple weeks.
Yeah, but I think it's okay to let him win. And then, hey, the thing about it, when you, like you said earlier, you got a young quarterback, he may have some rookie mistakes and things like that. So you may go on that little roller coaster ride for a bit. But ultimately, one win doesn't mean the Super Bowl.
Oh, sometimes it does.
It never does. All right. It's just that you got to stop that.
Now we're back to normal B. Mitch and Nate conversation.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. We have something here. I feel real good about it. It's going to take time. I understand that. We have a lot of holes to fill on both sides of the ball, but I like what they're building. I like the optimism that I see every day on the internet for this team. You know, we don't feel the doom and gloom of ownership anymore. It's just everything feels good right now. It might not be the best season we see, but, you know, just – What's that phrase? Every, you know, long journey starts with one step. We're taking that step. I'm ready to go.
I'm with you. Let's zoom out, because obviously it's week one, Commanders Bucks Sunday afternoon, but it's week one for the whole damn league. We get a game Thursday night, Chiefs Ravens. Friday night they're playing in Brazil. It's going to be nuts. And we've already got a week of college football under our belts. Like, we're back. We made it. Shout out to the Terps. Coach Locks had those boys playing. Give me your AFC-NFC championship games, sir.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I think it'd be silly to say anything other than the Chiefs. You just can't not say them based on just history and just Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and coaching, et cetera.
The Chiefs have hit that level where the Pats got to, where it's like, yo, they're at least going to the title game.
But one thing that happens with the Pats, just like the Chiefs, early on, they normally are a little slower than everybody else.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, by week three or four, they just are road grading people.
Right.
Who do we like on the other side of the ball, though, is the question.
Niners got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on in San Fran.
Got their folks in camp, though.
Yeah, they got everybody now.
Yeah, I mean, they're the easy pick as well. Weirdly,
a lot of people like the Lions.
Do the Lions continue?
The Lions are the only other team that is like the easy pick, but I don't like picking the Lions. Like, you know, it's not. What was the last time they were in the Super Bowl? 1922. I'm not ready for them to go back. The Rams, I like McVay.
Yeah, but dude, hold on. If we can, we are allowing that everything is different in Washington now, right?
I won't allow that for Detroit. We need someone to, you know, just keep carrying that water.
It's been dramatically different since Campbell showed up.
They already in the playoffs.
Yeah.
No, like, I know. I hate it.
They're in the playoffs. Wasn't it an NFC championship game?
Yeah.
I'm not joking. I hate that the Lions are good now, because we need a team in every league to be just that terrible, will never be good team. And it has to be the Browns or the Lions, because otherwise it's us. So the Lions being good, I hate it. It's one of my least favorite things going on in football right now. So I will never take the Lions.
You are the lone Lions hater on the planet. Like, I feel like everybody kind of is like, oh, man, Detroit could use a win, and the Lions have never won.
I played golf with a guy this weekend. He is a super – he came dressed up like he was a damn Detroit Lion player.
That's kind of weird, too. What's he think? It's Halloween?
Bro, he had on blue everything, dog. Blue and silver.
I'm okay with the Browns being good, but I won't get behind the Lions. I will be a Lions hater.
It's a weird island, but congratulations. Nate Island.
Someone needs to do it. Someone needs to be brave enough to see through Dan Campbell and all that nonsense and be a hater, and that's me. I'm willing to take that.
Okay, so who the hell's your pick then? And I wanted AFC Championship game pick, NFC Championship game pick, and then Super Bowl pick.
What a bad conference NFC is. You have to go
I
Niners.
Think the NFC has, if you count rosters 1 to 53, I think the NFC has probably the two best rosters in the NFL with the Eagles and the Niners. Now, if you're only counting 1 to 5, there's a different list.
Only thing that counts is when the game is over, who wins the most games.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ravens Chiefs are always going to be 1-2 for me, because I think Lamar and Mahomes are
right.
Better
I'm
than...
saying it, depending how you look at, depending how you chop that up. But I hear you.
Yeah. Do you just go chalk with Niners? I mean, who do you like in the NFC Championship game then, JP?
Our picks come later in the week, dog. This is your segment.
Also, my sleeper pick, Packers. I think Love is awesome. I'm a fan of his. Okay. I don't know if that makes it weirder.
What do you think? Let's go NFC East then. Dallas has their new D coordinator mouthing off. They just got CeeDee Lamb deal done. Parsons still wants a deal. Dak, I guess, is going to go to free agency. The Giants, I honestly think the outlook with the Giants is so overwhelmingly negative that they'll actually outperform that. I think Daboll can still coach a little bit.
Here's the thing.
JP. And then the Eagles.
Mike
too.
McCarthy is the worst head coach in NFL history. He's almost Ron Rivera-esque, where he had one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers and has made nothing but bad coaching decisions, especially in the playoffs since. He makes the Cowboys a joke. Even I think Dak is good. I put Dak in the good category. The Cowboys will never win because Jerry Jones is an idiot and Mike McCarthy stinks, and that makes me so happy. The Giants are awful. The fact that Daniel Jones wakes up every day as the starting quarterback for the Giants is so funny to me, because he's god-awful at quarterback, and he should be a backup, you know, just in, like, Seattle or something at this point, but somehow he's still the starting quarterback for the Giants. So they're going to be terrible as well. And then there's the Eagles, who that's what's tough, because I agree with you. They have a great roster. They have drafted very well. They're one of the only teams willing to make trades to improve their roster. I don't know why other GMs haven't picked up on that, but you're allowed to do that. I'm not going to sit here and put the Eagles in the Super Bowl, because that would be the death of me. But I'm with you, JP. The Eagles are good. And then there's us. We should finish second in this division with 8 wins. It's definitely, definitely possible.
All right.
Okay.
I think the Giants have a Taylor Heineke situation brewing with Tommy DeVito. Those
brewing. It's already brewed, dog. They're already selling that beer in the stores.
Those fans want DeVito out
there. They love DeVito.
Yeah, man. You don't think that, Nate?
Well, Heineke could at least play. Tommy DeVito is terrible.
Listen, man.
Heineke can win a game for you. Tommy DeVito cannot.
DeVito won as many as Daniel Jones last year.
He won games last year.
I know, but I don't think it's a Taylor Heineke situation. I think Heineke is a better quarterback than Tommy DeVito. Maybe I'll eat my words,
Nate,
but I don't think
I will.
Can
I just read you the stats from last year?
I know the stats.
They're damn near identical, dude.
Nate already told you earlier
he is a hater.
In a simulation, I think Heineke will always be a better quarterback than Tommy DeVito. I'll take that. Forever. I'll take that take to my grave.
DeVito last year was 3-3 in 6 starts.
Whatever.
64% completion percentage, 8 touchdowns against 3 picks.
Hey,
the numbers are.
We
got to go. Landfill's telling me to go. Goodbye.
No.
Yes. Goodbye. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.